You are one in a million.
Yeah, exactly. I have to get my metaphors right. Mm. Yeah. Or, like, whatever that is.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I was talking to my mom, and I was like, remember in, like, elementary school when you had to, like, learn all of the different types of literary devices? And when is that ever relevant anymore? Unless, I guess, you're an English major.
Yeah, I guess it's relevant. Or, like...
Mom was like, my mom said something, and she goes, was that a simile? And I was like, no, it's a metaphor. Similes use, like, grass. And I was like, whoa, I just pulled that out of nowhere.
I had a whole poetry section for IB. Like, we studied and annotated poems, and then we got one cold in, like, an IB exam and had to verbally just, like, discuss the, like, 8 different kinds of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, poetry terms.
And I still don't know if I fully understand IB versus AP. I don't know if that's for right now. But maybe on the walk home, you can explain it to me.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to explain for mm-hmm. the birders out there.
I respect that.
But, wait, I was going to say something. Oh, I mean, like, I sort of do that, but, like, in Spanish now, which makes sense because I'm at a lower level.
Mm.
And I don't, yeah.
Speaking of which, you're going to be going abroad.
Yeah, sad.
Sad.
I mean, like, fun, but sad.
It's a Calib, is it? Yeah. If I don't go abroad?
Just Mandy is at a huge, like, is, like, no, praxis isn't the right word. Like, vector? No. She has a lot of different ways that she could go about her next few months
yes,
of life.
Oh, yes, I was questioning where you're going with this. Yeah, I'm just kind of, like, floating right now. But deadlines are coming up for things I have to decide on, so... Lots of big life decisions coming my way, and you guys will be here for the ride.
Do not worry. You will be the first
to
know.
Do not worry, Aunt Nancy. You personally will be the first to know. And then I'll tell Rachel. And then I'll tell the rest of the fans.
And then I'll tell you, then you'll tell your and Aunt Nancy.
Yeah. We don't really chat that much. Shoot.
Ah, nuts.
But, yeah, our radio hour is over, but no one ever comes into the next slot. So we could keep going, but we also have class tomorrow.
Indeed we do. What do you have tomorrow?
I have a classic 1:30 biostatistics with Professor Mark Wooden. Just one of the most electric yet confusing men I've ever had the pleasure of taking a class with.
You've had him before.
Yeah, I had him for Principles of Epidemiology last semester. And the first class period is simply dedicated to him telling you about himself. So the whole hour 15, you don't get out early, but you also don't learn anything. You just hear about his life.
So what I'm hearing is you don't have to go to class tomorrow.
I don't, but he's such a quirky dude. Like, I just want to see him again.
Okay, so you're here for his life story. You didn't sound excited for round two.
Well, I'm not excited for, like, his absurd tests that are, like, not based on what he, like, rambles on about. Because his tests are not based on his life story, which is what's tragic. It's usually based on, like, the textbook that we don't go over. But I am excited to see him again and to hear about his aunt.
Was Nancy?
Probably not, because you're one in a million. But she was sick, like, the last day of class, and he told us that via email, and we were like, you can just take a personal day, like, we don't need to know the specifics, Mr. Mark, like, whatever. Funny dude. I'll
Mandy
tell you all
is
about
not
it.
Out here to make lasting, meaningful connections with professors. In fact, if you would keep your personal life, like, so far outside of the classroom, she'd be so,
like,
happy.
If I see you in the supermarket, like, I will turn around because you don't belong there.
Oh my god. I ran into the worst person in the supermarket.
Who?
So, this summer I worked at a catering company.
Of course.
On the weekends, and one of my event managers, who would, like, run around and, like, tell you what to do and, like, generally be stressed for, like, the first 7 hours of your 10-hour shift.
That's just so, such a large proportion.
Right. Or, like, the first 4 hours and then be chill, and then the last, like, hour and a half just be a total psycho again. Anyway, he was, like, fine, and he understood that, like, I cared and, like, would do my job well, mm-hmm. So we were chill. However, you do not want to run into Roy at Whole Foods.
No, I can only imagine.
Like,
Roy,
that would ruin
Foods.
Your whole Whole Foods experience. And it did.
Have you been back? Or is he still traumatized?
Okay, so I'll just walk you through it. Please. I see Roy from afar when we walk in. I'm like, oh no, he's eating takeout alone. First step. Like, we knew he did this.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Were you alone in Whole Foods,
too? I wasn't. I was with Claudia, my mom.
Oh, okay. I was hoping, because if you were also alone, you would be morally obligated to eat with him.
Absolutely. I would not. I would not be morally obligated. See, Mandy, you were at this... All right. On one hand, she just, like, wants you to just, like, not tell her about your personal life. And on the other hand, you're just feeling this odd compulsion to tell her everything about her personal life. And she will sit down with you when you're alone at a meal and listen to you. Anyway.
One of my passions is casual chit-chat. I can't
but,
lie.
But she says she doesn't want it. It's so confusing for the public, honestly.
I'm sorry, public.
Anyway, so... I see Roy from across Whole Foods, and I'm like, oh, dear, no. Oh, dear, oh, me, oh, my, mm-hmm. no. And he's, like, the most awkward human. And just, like, he, like, makes me uncomfortable. He's perfectly harmless, but he just, like, makes me cringe.
I'm sorry.
He's, like, this tall white dude who just, like, wears, like, horse ties and, like...
Like, bolo ties or... Ties with
horses
on
like a
them.
Tie with like a full-on like
stallion.
Yes, like a golden stallion.
I can picture him
and
now.
Like has a tie clip that's like a chain. It's not.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Does he have an earring?
No.
I just picture him with like a tiny little hoop.
But he wears like lavender shirts and like
okay.
a giant Mustang on his tie. And
he
it's like
sounds
a,
like an enigma to me.
He is an enigma. No idea. He cannot be compartmental, like put into a box. This man. Anyway. So we go about our shopping. I'm like, all right, safe to leave. Like, Roy has left. We check out. He's no longer sitting there. We're like, oh, phew, thank God. Avoided Roy. We're, like, walking into the parking lot, and he goes, and I hear Rachel, and I'm like, oh, dear God, no. And he goes, why are you here? And I was like, I'm buying food. And he was like, oh, this is far from where we work. And I was like, well, I don't live in the park in rural Pennsylvania, which
where
is,
we have our catering event.
Right.
Wow, he's weird.
Yeah, he is weird. And wait, it gets weirder.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I was like, well, this is my mom. Like, so good to see you, Roy. See you on Saturday at our event. And my mom was like, so is she doing a good job? Like,
oh gosh.
Oh yeah.
Claudia, now we're chatting.
And this is a huge, like, you thought this was a safe question because, like, any normal person would be like, oh yeah, she's great. Like, have a nice night.
No.
Roy was like, I don't know. You tell me. Like, angry. He was angry at the question.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did.
And then we left, and my mom was so confused.
So we still don't know, Claude, if Rachel's a good worker. Is
yeah, she was like, it looks like you're not.
Like, all signs point to no, so.
What the heck, Roy?
Oh my gosh, Roy, just coming at this woman's life, and yeah. You didn't even mean to.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a real long tangent about Roy, I'm sorry, but it...
No, I hope he's listening. He needs to know how much you just tainted Rachel's heart.
Like... He was the woat. I wish I could...
I wish you stole a stallion tie.
He lost his chain tie clip one night. Yeah, and he was like, it's 14 karat gold. And we were like, is it though?
Like, is it Roy?
I think you got ripped off, Roy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow, I like him so much more knowing that he thinks this is... Or if it is, if he did, in fact, buy a 14 karat gold tie clip...
But, like, just, with a chain. Like, it didn't
I
even
keep his
tie. I don't
understand what you mean by chain.
All right, so, like, you know how a tie clip is meant so, like, the tie lies flat
yeah.
on the guy's chest? Okay. So, like, this clipped onto, like, his shirt mm-hmm. where the buttons are, like, the little, like...
Oh.
And then, like, wrapped around and clipped onto the tie. So his tie was straight up flapping the breeze. Flapping in the breeze.
Oh, my God. This, yeah. I want one, but, like, not, like, mm-hmm. just to troll with. That's such a weird accessory.
I'll just put it on your list for what to be for Halloween. Roy's tie clip.
Oh my God, perfect. Loretta and I have some fire costumes coming your way, but we can't reveal them yet until October.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so we're gonna play one more song and then we're gonna
We're gonna turn in.
Yeah, we got a big day tomorrow. What's your first class? I gotta tell you about my biostatistics class.
I just like talked for about Roy for so
okay
long. I mean,
we'll talk about classes next yeah. week.
We don't even know what this week will hold.
We really don't.
How do we feel?
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot coming, but we're going to power through. We have so many first day of school outfits coming our way.
And perhaps a picture with us on our porch in our backpacks.
If all goes right, yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go, fam.
Good night.
Good night. We love you all. Oh, wait, we have to sign off.
We do indeed. This is Liberty World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford Tufts. Oh, my mic wasn't
sorry,
on.
Sorry, we'll do it again.
All right. It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm not mad. I'm really not.
I know you're not.
I pulled out the plug out of this loose connection like four times. This she is the Libretti World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio.
Bird watching.
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker.
Baby. Oh. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, boy. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Someone told me yesterday.
towards the edge. Away from the others in agony. I filled my cup at the edge.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Try care. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? Get higher so we can't get it.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.